season 3 starts in 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Okay, Winston Tato は平和を愛し、友情を信じ、人の命を守るため犯罪に立ち向かう警視庁特別救急警察隊のことである。
Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Eh, ito na naman si Kevin. Live dito sa Justice Open Studios sa tapat ng Prosecutor's Office dahil dito na lang yung maliwanag na part para sa simula ng Season 3 ng Elitistang Vivo Podcast. Musta naman kayo? I hope na, yun, hindi nyo ako masyadong na-miss. I've been out for quite some time kasi nga, yun, season break. Kasi parang ayoko naman magkaroon ng mental breakdown doing all episodes ng sunod-sunod. So, yun, I took some time to take a break and two other things. And if you follow me on social media naman, you'll see kung ano mga pinagagawa ko within this past few weeks. Especially on the live event side. So, I've been to 2 free concerts kasi yun lang naman yung kaya ng pera ko. So, it's been fun. Namiss ko yung feeling ng nasa live events. And also, yun, MIBF. Tatlong libro lang naman yung nakuha ko doon. Mostly comics from my friend Mick. And 2 other things. So, and also the 20th book for Berkada. Lindon, super thank you for drawing on that book. Cherish ko yun. So, yun. I'm excited for this episode kasi hindi lang siya premiere ng season 3. It's also the start of our monthly team months. Oh my god. So it's October. So let's dive back into balik tayo sa Metal Hero series later dun sa ating meats and potatoes, but for now let's do some hype and hayop. Medyo marami-rami to kasi like matagal tayong nawala, but it's October, so it's also the start of the 2022 fall season of anime. And of course, ito yung mga bagay na hype with this season of anime. So returning was of course the second part or the second core ng Spy X Family na ipalabas na yung episode 13 or episode 1 ng second core, in which it's awesome. Opening song is awesome. Mas marami ng scenes with Mama Yor, because why not? And of course, it's another fun episode. May kasabay na naman ako mag-commute for the next 12 weeks. So, yeah, that's exciting. Another one na pinalabas na rin kahapon was My Hero Academia Season 6. Episode 1 pa lang, you'll see what about change of pace kasi it's now the war arc or the liberation arc, in which if you're reading the manga is one of those big fight arcs of the manga, and doon na yung shift from the somewhat lighthearted tones ng ibang arcs into a more darker ones. So the arc is good. I really hope na ma-elevate pa nung anime yung mga scenes from the manga. I'm not gonna spoil them now, but darating tayo doon pag dumating tayo doon. And of course, Baby Bunny Mirko is gonna be the highlight of the next episode. So watch out for that. So, and another one na ano, ipapalabas for the upcoming weeks na excited din ako makita was of course Bleach, the Thousand Year Blood War arc, in which the final arc ng Bleach, the animation from the trailers is good. I think the original cast is gonna be returning as well, along with the English dub, and Ichigo is gonna be voiced by the Black Ranger, Johnny Young Bosch. So if you're a Power Rangers fan, yun, be excited because the Black Ranger returns as Ichigo. It's gonna voice Ichigo as well. Another one na excited tayo is of course Chainsaw Man. The let's say the black sheep of Shonen Jump, kasi it's really iba siya to all your Shonen Jump titles na nilagay nila dun sa platform nila. So I'm really excited on what we will do with the animation, especially with MAPPA handling the anime adaptation as well. And of course, Makima, Queen, woof woof. So yun, I'm excited to see Makima in color and in action. So I'm excited for that as well. And masyado rin marami talaga announce for this season of anime. And also wag natin kalimutan is Gundam The Witch of Mercury, in which pinalabas na rin siya ngayon. I think nasa anime na siya, kanina pang alas 4, but I still have things to do, so baka mamaya panoorin ko siya along with reading the new chapters of Shonen Jump. So this episode is dated. So also Blue Lock is gonna be showing up as well, being a football fan that I am, and I enjoy sports anime, so that's something that I look forward as well for this season of anime. And that's it for the things that I'm excited na ipapalabas on the upcoming months and or on the next year. Of course, Mashal is gonna be adapted into an anime. Undead Unlock is gonna be adapted into an anime, and Kaiju Number 8 is gonna be an anime as well. So that's something exciting to look forward to for the next year. Also, 2023 is also be another crossover movie is gonna be shown up, and it's gonna be Lupin versus Kaito Kid. Wait. Oh, sorry. Hindi siya Lupin versus Kaito Kid, but it's gonna be Lupin the Third meets the Cat's Eye. If you know your classic anime, Cat's Eye is an anime from the 80s, late 80s or something. Yun, kasabay niya halos yung City Hunter and Diebuster, if you know your 80s anime. So Cat's Eye is basically, if inalis mo yung best part ng tropa ni Lupin, which is si Fujiko My Love, and ginawa mo siyang tatlo, that's Cat's Eye. So basically, that's three female phantom thieves stealing stuff, and of course they're gonna meet up with Lupin the Third. Also, fun fact, the last time na nakita natin ng Cat's Eye crossover or doing a crossover with something was actually with what's this anime, City Hunter Private Eyes. It's a movie like back in 2019 or 2020. It's of course a modern take on City Hunter, in which that's another awesome anime manga na actually being translated in English now nung translator ng Undead Unlock, but that's beside the point. But of course, excited tayo na makita ulit yung Lupin the Third versus Cat's Eye, because both has fun characters, amazing themes, and I think the animation style is gonna be in 3D, so para siyang Lupin the Third, if you watch that movie. So that's something to look forward into. Another hype thing or another thing na excited tayong maranasan in the upcoming years or weeks to come, kaka-announce lang, Tekken 8 has been announced. So and the teaser they show is gorgeous. It's Kazuya and Jin duking it out. I think it's another volcano na kung saan nagsusuntukan sila, and the engine or the graphics was out of this world. Nakikita mo na yung ano, yung tubig na lumilinya dun sa mga katawan nila. Tapos they just show I think that's a rage art of Jin having wings like Devil Jin. So it's something to imply that Jin and Devil Jin are gonna be one entity sa wakas. So para siyang Ryu being able to suppress suppressing his Satsui no Hado. And I really hope na ano, with Tekken 8, since by Tekken 7 nagkaroon sila ng Street Fighter character in the form of Goki or Akuma, if you're not into the American translation or the American versions of stuff. So yeah, they have Akuma, and sana pagdating ng Tekken 8, no, it's gonna be Ryu. Tapos si Ryu pala yung magtuturo kay Jin kung paano i-suppress yung Devil Jin niya. So, that's just a rumor. Or, not really rumor, but that's just a fancy thinking from me, a fan. So, ano pa ba? Oh, while we are out as well, naglabas si Toei ng bagong Kamen Rider, which is Kamen Rider Jeets. Jeets, I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Jeets. Kamen Rider Jeets. Not to be confused with Kamen Rider Gates, which is yung second rider ng Kamen Rider Zeo. It's Jeets. Basta, G-E-A-T-S. So, basically, para siyang X-Aid na Squid Game. So, na Ryuki. Basta, it's been fun so far. Nakaka-limang episode na sila, including this week's episode. So, I'm excited to see where the characters would go kasi yung trio nila ngayon is another interesting bunch of characters. Now, after Koji Kabuto. Basta, after Kabuto, nagkaroon ulit tayo ng character na may God complex or something with Ace. So, that's something fun to watch how it would progress. So, that's it. With the toy side of things, there are announcements of new toys coming into the horizon. Actually, they have shown box arts already ng pictures of the toy, what it would look like pag nabuo. So, first one was from the Figurize standard line of Kamen Rider plastic models. And, yun, in-announce nila yung FRS ng Kamen Rider Skull, in which siya yung movie exclusive rider ng Movie Wars Decade and Double. Siya yung Kamen Rider na may fedora, which is cool. So, nobody's perfect, I guess. So, another one na in-announce nila was actually a new toy line called a Master Grade SD or MGSD for short. So, basically, those are SD Gundams na mayroon ng frame for more posability. And yun, basically, it's Master Grade, pinalaki mo lang na SD. And I think ang pinakauna nilang installment for the MGSD line is Strike Freedom, which is awesome. Kasi fans love Strike Freedom. Well, that's a good design, pero di siya dabgan with wing. Kaya lang masyado na yata sila maraming wing na nilabas. So, let's have other Gundams as well. And also, kaka-announce lang din that a new OGHG or an HG model of a original generation or Banpresto original unit is gonna be out. And that's a Hakkebine Mark II. So, Hakkebine Mark II, if you know your Super Robot Wars was introduced in Super Robot Wars Alpha. Or if you're into the original generation games, that's in Super Robot Wars original generation sa GBA. Yung upgrade unit ni Bullet after ng yun. Basta, it's another Hakkebine. Mukha siyang Gundam. So, yun. That's something awesome. And I think that's it. Hayop. Wala naman tayo masyadong hayop kasi ayoko lang. There's some hayop things that happened if you are watching AEW with Punk. What's happened with him. But I want to start this episode on a positive note. So, before we dabbled into those high-up stuff, let's get into the meats and potatoes of this podcast after these messages. Kung podcaster na kayo at gusto nyong matrack yung progress nyo and to have monetization as well, ito yung ginagamit ko for that particular task, Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a analytics tool in which i-consolidate nila lahat ng data nyo from different platforms onto one place and will help you for monetization via affiliated links. So, sign up lang sa podmetrics.co at kapag tinanong kayo ng referral code, gamitin nyo yung sa amin, elitistang Weibo. So, that's capital E, tsaka W, at isang word po yan. Elitistang Weibo. So, kung gusto nyong mamonetize ang podcast nyo sa madaling paraan, that's Podmetrics. Let's go back with the show. And we're back. So, Ito, yun, sinabi ko nga, it's October, we're gonna be dabbling again into the Metal Hero side of things. So, let's have a refresher what a Metal Hero is. So, Metal Hero is the fourth franchise done by Toei, or one of the big four superhero franchises na ginawa ni Toei to sell toys. And yun, on their tokusatsu line of production. So, that's fourth, ibig sabihin, that's from Kamen Rider Super Sentai. I think that's third, sorry. That, or fourth kasi pag sinama mo yung Ultraman to the big TV tokusatsu franchises na nasa Japan. So that's Ultraman, Kamen Rider, Super Sentai, and Metal Hero. So Metal Hero is a franchise made by Toei to market them to older fans or to older boys. Kasi like your Super Sentai is for your kids. Kamen Rider is for your 10 to 13 year old, and so, syempre gusto rin ni Toei na makuha yung mga late teens, so they decided to go with Metal Heroes. So Metal Heroes are usually yun nga, more sci-fi based na modern yung uptake or modern yung takes nila. So with Metal Heroes, syempre doon nagsimula yung ating mga pulis pangkalawakan or ang ating mga space sheriffs, your Gavan, Sharivan, and Shider, which I featured on the previous years on our first installment ng Metal Hero October. So, for this installment ng Metal Hero October, let's look at another trilogy from the Metal Hero franchise. And right now, the other trilogy that they made is from the 90s, early 90s, and that's the Special or the Rescue Hero series. So, Rescue Hero is, I think the concept is, we have done space stuff. So, let's do it more grounded now. Parang gusto nilang mas grounded na approach onto the Metal Hero. So, what's popular is, of course, your RoboCop. So, inuna nila was Jiban. So, after Jiban was made, why not make it a team of robot team cop heroes? So, that's why your Rescue Hero is born. So, ang una nating pag-uusapan for this installment ng Metal Hero October 2 or Volume 2 ng Metal Hero October, Metallic Boogaloo, ewan ko, parang yun yung naisip kong idea for now, but it's a work in progress. So, let's talk about the first of the Rescue Hero series, and that's Wind Specter. Wind Specter is a Metal Hero series from 1990 to 1991. It consists of 50 plus episodes, 52, I guess. Don't have the data on me right now, pero basically it's your RoboCop, pero ginawa ba silang tatlo, and there's one human and two robot assistants. So it's set in 1999, the future, ganun. So 1999, masyado nang complicated ang mga bagay-bagay because of technology jumping forward and whatnot. So criminals are becoming high-tech as well. So if there are things na hindi kaya ng normal police, tinatawag natin ang mga special rescue heroes or the rescue heroes. And for this time, it's Wind Specter. Wind Specter, the opening is sung by Takayuki Miyauchi. If you hear the name or remember the name for your Sentai, siya lang naman yung kumanta ng opening song and ending song ng Bioman. And also, he's the one who sang the opening and ending song for Kamen Rider Black RX. So, Wind Specter is already available to watch or sub on the Toei Tokusatsu channel, the first two episodes, And fan subs are available online. I think you can watch them on Tokuzilla. It's Tokuzilla .net. Doon ako nanonood ng Tokusatsu. So, if you want to look at fan subs, you can start with that place or just Google watch Tokusatsu online or be creative about it. So, with Wind Specter, episode 1 was titled... Wala dito. Episode 1 was Runaway Baby or Akachan Boso, the Japanese title of it. So basically, first episode, a robot got rogue and kidnap a scientist baby, tapos ibabangga siya dun sa bahay ng scientist because reasons. Panoorin niyo yung episode, it's awesome. It's a good setup to show your heroes are, and pag-uusapan natin kung sino yung Winspector in a few, but yun basically yung summary or yung premise ng first episode, and it's a cool setup for making our heroes look cool, which is dapat which trabaho naman talaga ng mga ng episode 1s ng kahit na anong show is to give that impact and show that your heroes are cool and just flesh it out from there. So our heroes, the Winspectors, are a team of 3, two robots and a human. So the human is Captain Fire, which is Ryoma Kagawa, and he has a cool car, the Wind Squad. Yung sasakyan niya, it's basically a modified Camaro, third or second generation Camaro RS. I'm not a car guy, so kindly correct me with that, but he has a cool car. Tapos dun siya nagtatransform sa car niya. So his suit was red, of course, kasi it's fire red, or red fire. Tapos yung suit niya is basically he could only use it for quite some time, like 5 minutes, kasi sobrang init ng suit afternoon. So every time na huhubarin niya yung helmet niya, nakikita mo siyang pawis na pawis. It looks good in the camera, and that's something for the ladies to watch too. So yun, that's Captain Fire. He is also like your hotshot leader. Tapos sobrang cool niya, kasi like on episode 1, this one scene nung sumakay siya dun sa nung sumabit siya dun sa gilid ng truck or ng tanker, nakikita mo talaga siya yung na nasa gilid siya, tapos parang kinakalad ka siya nung tanker. But of course hindi naman talaga yung actor niya. Actually, before we forgot, the actor who played Ryoma Kagawa, or the human, who plays Fire Red, is Masaru Iyamashita, and wala akong masyado nakitang ibang roles for him, but fun fact, he's on Kamen Rider Zio, not to be confused with Kamen Rider Zio, Zio na letter Z and letter O, na Kamen Rider back in the 90s, he's a supporting character there, so that's something. And the suit actor, yung nasa loob ng suit for the action scenes, is the suit actor Kazutoshi Yokoyama, which is also Jiban and also Jan Person. If you don't know Jiban, of course Jiban is yung Robocop ng Japan, ang Robocop ng Japan, which is may another series that na feature ko on the previous Metal Hero October last year, along with Jan Person, in which kasama ko naman doon si Ian, si Ukiyasin ng Orange Rage. So he has been on other suits, pero we're gonna be tackling it once nakarating tayo on their respective series. So yun nga, sa Sentai, if you know your Sentais, Yokoyama-san or Kazutoshi Yokoyama, on Sentai, he had played several Reds of the 90s, from Tyranno Ranger, and is also the suit actor for Griforzer, or si Goldar if you're watching your Power Rangers, and is also Ryu Ranger, Ninja Red, or Red Racer, and Mega Red. So mostly the Zordon era Reds. If you're familiar with your Power Rangers, yung suit actor was Kazutoshi Yokoyama. Another thing that is cool with Captain Fire, or yun, si Captain Fire, other from his cool car, is the gadgets. He had this laser sword. Later on in the series, he had this big Gatling gun. The Giga Streamer, I think that's the name of the weapon. So it's something really good. And yun, it's action packed. I watch other episodes nung Winspector. It's super action packed, especially yung mga scenes na wala pang suit si Ryoma, kasi yun nga, 5 minutes nilang pwedeng gamitin yung suit, or or else masusunog siya or something. So that's something really cool with Fire Red. Another member of the Wind Specter team was Walter. He's a robot voiced by Seichi Hirai. He's also the voice of Dark Bomba Zimba. If you watch your Turbo Ranger or Turbo Ranger, he's yung naka-samurai armor na madalas kalaban ni Red Turbo. So that's him. The suit for Walter is Tokyo Iwata, which is also the suit actor for Shadow Moon, Robo Rider and Bio Rider for your Kamen Rider. Walter is a robot na may wings, so nakakalipad siya. And the weird part about it, or so a detail about it is, siya yung naka-open hand siya habang naglalakad. So that's something weird na napansin ko, and of course I'm gonna talk about. So yun nga, Walter is open-handed kapag naglalakad. So yun, pag naglalakad siya, tumataas yung kamay niya and it's open-handed. Tapos his brother or yung kasama niyang robot or yung partner niyang robot, si Baiko. I know Baiko is a weird name, but it would make sense pag napunta tayo sa kanya. Is also have a weird motion pag naglalakad sila. So if Walter is doing a open-handed tapos alternating na taas baba, to ganun. Bike is also, of course, other from flying, he also have like weapons and he could fight as well. Yung partner robot niya, Baiko, yung yellow one. Oh, nakalimutan ko yung kulay ni Walter. Walter was green, nasa opening yon. Fire, red, Baiko is yellow, Walter is green. Itsu da ate, joke. So, yun nga. So Walter, yun nga, may pakpak siya, so he does the flying for the team. Tapos mapunta na tayo kay Baiko. But hindi Michael. Baiko because he's basically a bike. So he has his land surfing mode kasi meron siyang gulong sa gitna ng chest niya. So para siyang si, if you know your kaijus, he's like Gaigan. I think that's Gaigan. Meron siyang gulong sa gitna ng ano niya, sa gitna ng chest niya, in which pag dumadapa siya, pwede niyang gamitin yon as vehicle, or para mag meron para siyang bike mode. Tapos yung ano niya, he has two parang tonfa or batons or laser sword na hawakan naman ng motor yung handle. So that's something nice kasi yun nga, para siyang prototype na Kamen Rider Axel. If you're familiar with your Mask Rider Double Riders. So, that's Baiko. Baiko is voiced by Kaoru Shiroda, which is also known as Oke Rampa or Oke Lampa from Maskman. So, yung mukhang, basta, pag nakita niyo si Oke Lampa or si Oke Rampa, siya yung nagpapalaki ng mga monsters sa Maskman. So, the voice of him, his voice is also been used as Baiko. So the thing with Baiko, other from he has a wheel on his chest, is also pag naglalakad siya, si Walter is alternating left and right, na naka open hand. Baiko was close fisted, tapos he's rotating clockwise. Tapos yun, sabay yun, yung dalawang kamay niya na naka-close fist, tapos clockwise yung gumagalaw paharap. So ganun siya maglakad, which is maybe to signify or to show that those two are robots. That's why they have those weird movements, but it's cool to see. It has a certain charm on it. So bakit ko ba gustong pag-usapan yung Wind Specter? Oh, of course, dahil nga Metal Hero October to, I want you to check Wind Specter as a series because it's something na iba from the other presentation ng Metal Hero. So for the first time, the title of the show is not based on the name of the hero. Wind Spectre is the name of the team. So that's a first for the Metal Heroes. And also with Wind Spectre, wala silang central villain, which is another first on the Metal Heroes. Kasi, you know, your Gavan has your Maku, Sharivan has Gen Maku, Shider has the Fumas as their enemies or enemies. So meron silang central na nakaaway on their series, but Wind Spectre did not, because since they are more grounded and more earth-based, so mostly like criminals using technology, yung madalas na villains nila is really cool, especially pag especially with Ryoma, nagkaroon siya ng upgrades with the suit on the next series, and it's really cool na makita yung Wind Spectre to in action, especially yun action scenes, tapos yung mga scenes na nagliligtas sila ng mga tao. That's something really cool to see, and maybe kaya sobrang taas ng tiwala ng mga tao sa mga pulis nila. And until now, Japan has like a really low crime rate. So yeah, that's something really good to see. And of course, I've been singing the praises for Wind Spectre, but of course there are losses as well. Yung technology, mahalata naman na it's something na older, but by the things that we have right now, especially sa local TV, still looks good. still looks good. I really, really like it. So, other from that, of course, yung cheap effects, mahalata mo yung wires, or there are some questionable actions being done, but it's part of the charm of the series. So that's not really a low light. So yun. Okay lang yan. Dagdag minutes din yan. But I digress. So as we wind down with this rambling of mine about a live action kid show from the 90s, so why watch Wind Spectre? Wind Spectre is a good series. I really hope Toei Tokusatsu or the Tokusatsu YouTube channel sub all the episodes, kasi like yun, 2 episodes pa lang available sa channel nila. So I really hope na soon mapanood natin ng buo yung Wind Spectre in the coming days. So ayun, nakapagod. Parang tagal kong ginawa to, parang hindi na ako sanay. But I digress. So, watch Wind Spectre. It's a really good one. Available siya sa YouTube via the Toei Tokusatsu channel. And you can watch fan subs on the net. Nagkalat sila dyan. So, that's it for me. So, super thank you sa mga nakisabay sa akin or nakisama sa akin for this installment or for the first installment ng season 3 ng Elitistang Weibo podcast. Yeah, still I'm still doing it in the park kasi dito lang naman ako pwede mag-record, and it's somewhat dark na kasi kaninang hapon sobrang taming tao dito. So yun, mukhang mapapadalas na yung mga ganitong pagkakataon na gabi na ako makakapag-record due to circumstances, and also nagbago na rin yung off days ko. So this is also gonna be the last time that I'll be recording on a Sunday, kasi for the coming weeks, I'll be having a Wednesday, Thursday off. But not to worry, I'll do my recordings and have it uploaded as soon as I have them edited. So, socials, follow your favorite elites on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. You can follow my personal Twitter and Instagram via at elitistangkeb. Sila, di na ako marunong. So, and also, you can email us at elitistangwebpod@gmail.com. And if gusto nyo kaming tulungan, yeah, we have links at the description below. We have one on Shopee and Lazada. So if you have like items on your cart on those platforms, before you check out, just click any of the links, copy them or paste them onto your browser, and just continue with the checkout process. May makukuha kaming maliit na commission doon to help us grow in production. Para hindi na ako nagre-record ng gabi sa park, sa harap ng prosecutor's office na may random na pulis na dumadaan or motor na dumadaan. So, yun. But I digress. I'm still enjoying doing this for you guys. So, hanggang dito na lang muna tayo. Next week or next episode, let's talk about another metal hero as yun, dahil nga Metal Hero October na tayo. So, huwag kayong mawawala. Babalik pa ang elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zek!